Hi, we're joined by one of our favorites, a wonderful player, number six, that is JT Snow of the San Francisco Giants. Opening weekend, and I know teams open up on the road. You've been through this many times. I don't care if it's opening day or the last day of the opening weekend, there's something special.
There is, always. And, you know, it makes it extra special when you win the World Series the year before. I never got the experience as a player, but two out of the last few years as a special assistant and being with these guys. So it's a it's just a whole party the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They got some great things planned. You know, the Giants always do things first class with their on-field presentation. So I see an extra bounce in the guys' steps, and they're holding their head up high, especially after taking two or three from the Dodgers that first series. So it's a great time. It's great for the fans, the players, everybody involved.
JT Snow with us. All right, after 0-2, now I know you had unfinished business. You want to get back and win a World Series, but when do you let go of what happened the year before? Now, because this opening weekend, you want to still savor what happened the season before.
You know, I think after this first series, they'll kind of let it go. Boach had a meeting with the players in the clubhouse before the game, and I can't tell you everything he said, but one of the things he did say was enjoy the next 3 days.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to enjoy it. There's a lot going on. The players have got to be in a lot of places and a lot of, you know, introductions and ceremonies. But he told the guys to enjoy it. And he said, you guys deserve it. This is what you work for. And we've got to do it two of the last 3 years. So it's going to be a special weekend. So I think once after Sunday rolls around and then you get to, you know, Monday night game, kind of settle in, then the season will take off. So you want to enjoy it. Guys are going to be playing hard, trying to win these, you know, win the series from the Cardinals. But it'll calm down after Sunday.
You played a lot in this ballpark, and we talk about this ballpark being, well, a pitcher's park, gap to gap, and all that stuff. You guys hit home runs. Mm-hmm. How come this team doesn't hit home runs?
Well, the park has a lot to do with it, whether you like it or not. It's a big ballpark, and sometimes you have different approaches in different ballparks. And with this ballpark, especially as a left-handed hitter, you give in a little bit. You know, you got to stay with the type of hitter and your game plan that you are. When you come to this ballpark and you play 81 games here, especially for the lefties, Crawford and Belt and Pagan and those guys, they want to take their doubles, their base hits. The main thing is not home runs. It's driving guys in. It's RBI. RBI with runners in scoring position, getting a big hit, moving guys over, and that's the way they've done it the last few years. And, you know, you pick your spots, and then, you know, when you go to Colorado and some of the other ballparks, Arizona, you kind of open it up a little bit and look to drive the ball out of the ballpark.
Yeah, I've said it many times. What turned the season around for me in 2012 was the ball club won on the road, and they hit home runs on the road. They were a different ball club on the road.
I think, and this is the way this park's always been, I think, you know, our hitters are going to be better on the road. They're going to be better hitters. If you can kind of hold down the fort and hold serve here at home, because other teams are going to come in here and not be as good of hitting teams. The Rockies, the Diamondbacks, they're going to come in here and their numbers aren't going to play the same. So if you can drive guys in, get the big hits, you can do a lot of damage with a leadoff double, then a couple singles, and then another double and a walk, and, you know, bases clearing triple and triples alley. So it's not all about the long ball. It's about having good at bats and getting guys in, moving guys over. And then, when you go on the road, you take an extra few swings in BP and work on lifting that ball a little bit and getting over the fence.
No, you're right. JT Snow, a wise man, as he talks about baseball. One last thought for you. Your protege, Brandon Belt. Mm-hmm. What a spring he had. Almost a triple crown winner, home runs all over the place. What do you see different in him?
Well, he's worked real hard, and as a young player, you come up and you like to do things that have been successful for you, and sometimes you're hesitant to change and adjust. But one of the things that Bam Bam and Joe LaFay and Will Clark and even myself, we're working with him in spring training, is to try and get him to stand a little taller at the plate and use his size a little better, because when you're 6'4", but you hit like you're 6 foot, it's not, you know, beneficial. If you're 6'4", hit like you're 6'4", stand a little taller. It'll allow him to rotate on the ball, pull that inside pitch a little better. Because I told him in spring training that the league is getting a book on you now, and he knows the book on himself. People like to pound him inside hard, and he's got that stroke to left center, and teams know that. So now we told him, along with young guys like Crawford and even Blanco and some of these guys, it's you got to adjust, and sometimes it's pitch to pitch, at bat to at bat. So Brandon had a great spring. I know he's eager to do it during the season because he's had great springs the last three springs and really forced the Giants' hands to make the team the last 2 years. And now he feels like this is the year he wants to prove to everybody that he can do it over 162 games. And little slow start in L.A., got sick there, but he's in the lineup today, and he's eager to go. We think he can do it, and we've got a lot of confidence in him. Now it's just up to him to know the book on himself, and for him, when they throw him a mistake, you know, turn on it and hit it into McCovey Cove every now and then.
Wow. Boy, that would be nice. Well, you and Will did a great job with him. He owes you guys a lot. So, hey, nice to see you, as always, at the ballpark. Are you doing some TV work as well?
Doing a little bit. But actually, been doing a little college baseball for the Pac-12 Network, which has been a lot of fun. Getting behind the microphone and calling it like you see it, I guess, you know, and doing some color for them and still doing my duties here with the Giants. And just love the game, love being around. It's fun to be around the college kids because, you know, 75% of these guys were there at one time. And so been traveling up to Oregon and down to Arizona and Stanford, Cal, everything in between. So USC, UCLA. So talked to John Barr a little bit, our head scout, and I could keep my eyes on a couple guys for him. So I'll have that Pac-12 conference pretty well scouted.
Who's the best team in the Pac-12?
Oregon State right now. Both the Oregon schools are really good. Oregon, this is just their fifth year of baseball, and they got a guy you might know, Phil Knight from Nike, that kicked in some money. They got a beautiful facility. Oregon State is a great program, and their program really picked up when they went into the Pac-10 2006 and 7. They won national championship, and I talked to their head coach, a guy named Pat Casey, played about 8 years minor league ball, and he said when they went to the Pac-10, it really opened up their recruiting, and they're be able to recruit kids. A lot of Northern California kids on both rosters, and the Arizona school, Arizona State's not bad. Stanford's doing well, and it's a great conference. I always said I'm a Pac-10 guy. I went to University of Arizona, so give me an all-star team from the Pac-12, and I'll take them up against the SEC, the ACC, anybody, and we'll do some damage.
All right, JT, nice to see you as always.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.